everything has a cost factor. Every choice, decision, contribution, or process will always come with some measure of payment. It can be time, it can be energy, or actual material payments, but it will always need to be paid. For actors, the cost factor can be difficult to calculate. Our desire for creative success often comes with unanticipated costs. On today's episode, the cost factor, things you can do to avoid those decisions that ask more of you than you can spare.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. Welcome to this episode. I'm so excited that you are here. I think this is a really interesting subject to talk about. It gets a little bit heady, I think, so I hope I don't turn anybody off to this. But this is that moment of the podcast where I get to say thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. Listen, if you're new, just joining us to this podcast, this particular show of Casting Actors Cast, I couldn't be more excited. You are joining a ton of like-minded individuals. A bunch of actors are coming on board every week, and I could not be more excited and delighted. And I did mean to rhyme just there. I really, really did. So listen, if you would go to the website, castingactorscast, all one word, .com, you're going to find some freebies there. There's a place that says dive into the talent pool. And if you do that, it's going to open up a free secret page of things that you can have absolutely free. One is a book called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, The Voiceover Workshop for Professional Actors. It's absolutely free. It's a 100-page PDF, just a gift for saying thank you for coming on board and diving into the talent pool. The other thing is there's a free video called Casting Directors Secrets. You're not going to want to miss that 20-minute video all about what casting directors don't want you to know about the casting process. But guess what? I'm going to tell you in this 20-minute video. Also on the website, you're going to see Jeff's jots, and those are show notes corresponding to each of the episode. So if you want some additional information, or perhaps you want to hang on to sort of, I kind of feel like it's a cheat sheet, sort of the cliff notes of each podcast, you're going to find that really helpful. Finally, I just need to ask a huge favor. It means the world to me that you're tuning in. And if this podcast has helped you in any way, it would mean so much to me if you could leave a like, a thumbs up. If you're watching on the YouTube channel, I'd love to grow that channel even more. If you're listening on iTunes, maybe you'd be so kind as to leave a review. It means everything to me as we continue to grow these podcasts. And I just get excited that I'm providing information to help you become better at acting, your acting career, and your acting in general. So I appreciate everything that you can do on that end. That's the only thing I ask for. I don't get paid for this. I just do it for the love of it. And believe me, I love doing this. So showing me some love would mean a lot as well. All right, now let's just take a quick moment, and I'm going to be playing the sponsor shout outs. And these are sponsors. These are people who have put my podcast information on their websites. And so I am simply returning the favor. I'll be right back after this. This episode of Casting Actors Cast would not be possible without the following cross promotional shout outs. Actors Connection. Please do yourself a favor and check out Actors Connection. They provide classes, seminars, workshops with working industry professionals to help you advance your acting career. Go to actorsconnection.com/New York for their current calendar of amazing classes, workshops, and events. WeAudition.com. WeAudition.com is the video chat community to audition, self-tape, rehearse, and get expert industry advice. Find a rehearsal or self-tape partner instantly. Earn money for rehearsing with other actors. And as a special incentive to Casting Actors Cast listeners, you will receive 25% off membership using the code CAC25. That's CAC25 for a membership discount. WeAudition.com. Acting and Voice Studios. I am excited to share that Acting and Voice Studios will provide top quality acting training for film and television to actors all around the world. Check out my bi-monthly blog posts on their website while learning more about classes for adults and young people, including voiceover and acting demo production. Go to actingandvoicestudios.com. Now, other places in addition to the ones I've just mentioned that I am teaching at include The Growing Studio and T. Schreiber Studio, so I ask you to go ahead and please visit their websites as well. And check out the schedule at castingactorscast.com/classes/workshops. And I hope that we can work together soon. Thank you for that. I hope you check out those folks that have been so kind and are posting me and the show on their website. So the cost factor. As I said in the introduction, everything has a cost. What does it actually cost you? Does it cost you as an actor to make some of the decisions and some of the choices that you are making? And if so, what are the costs? And so I've identified 5 cost factor questions that I want to share with you right now. Question number 1, can I identify the cost factor of those decisions I make in my acting? For example, during my acting days, I had the pleasure of doing a national tour of a show called Boys Next Door. And I played a character named Barry. And Barry was a very troubled, emotionally challenged young man living in a home with other mentally challenged individuals. And there was one scene in this particular play where my father would come to visit. In this play, he comes to visit, and it's a very, very, how can I say this? Well, I'm going to say it. It's just an extremely emotionally heart-wrenching scene. It's an abusive scene. And so I remember as I'm doing this play that it became so difficult to get through that scene that literally at the end of that scene, it turned out that a few folks from backstage would have to come and kind of help me off physically only because the scene was so draining. I didn't want to make a big deal out of it, but it really was a cathartic kind of experience. And you know what? I made the decision that it was worth it. It was worth it to put myself through that physical, mental, and emotional moment on stage only because I thought it was truthful to the intention of the play and the character I was playing. Now, and I recovered very quickly, but there was something so challenging about it, but also ultimately there was something so helpful, so positive that I was able to have that experience, and re-experiencing it only kind of helped me, I don't know, get stronger in the choices that I was making. But sometimes you are making emotional, physical, and mental decisions for yourself that might cost too much. So it's important that you pay attention to those signals. Number 2, how much risk makes sense without it costing too much? Here's an example. I'm talking about auditions, for example. You've heard me say that the best auditions are the ones where you just simply don't try to recreate what you rehearsed, but that you take some risks, you make some choices. So making choices as far as, you know, business decisions, your acting business, your acting career risks, those are moments that you need to ask if it is costing you too much. It could be literally physically costing you too much money. I know that pictures are expensive. Classes can be expensive. There are all of these things that can be a challenge and have a risk factor. The question is it worth it? do you feel like there is benefit to the cost factor that you are analyzing or taking a look at? And this brings me to point number three. Am I closer to the goal or the objective as a measure of what it costs? For examples, can you say that, oh, I'm taking these classes now, these wonderful acting classes, and I'm doing it online, and I'm really getting a lot out of it? Well, if you firmly believe that these classes are leading to a better positive outcome of your work that might eventually get you better auditions or get you to be more confident with your auditions, then by all means, that cost factor is worth it. Now, it might just cost a lot of money to do these classes. Then you have to analyze, what can I do in order to take these classes so that I can feel better about my audition so that I can therefore reach my goals? So analyzing the cost factor means, what is the measure? What does it actually cost you? And is the reward in place for you as well? Number four, will the demands placed on me, like, for example, my career, produce negative consequences? For example, I know that many actors make these incredible sacrifices to do the work, but because it costs so much, it produces an amazing amount of negative energy. It's almost as if not having it happen the way you want it can create a level of self-harm that is so unhealthy, is so draining. And that emotional stress that you put yourself under is actually costing too much, in my view. So being able to really take a look at those cost factors and see if the rewards are satisfying, if they are fulfilling. It's all about taking risks, but it's not about taking risks at the expense of your own self, your emotional self, your physical self. You must be healthy in terms of understanding how you're going to proceed with these choices. Five, is mitigating the risk reducing the creative choices? So if you say this is costing me too much, then maybe that's also feeling limiting in your creative choices. For example, it really comes down to fear versus safety, being safe. I love an actor when they take risks in auditions because they've had the right kind of training, they have the right level of confidence, and they look at the fear factor. They're saying, okay, I'm going to make these really interesting, unique, distinct choices. I'm not going to sit back and make the safe choices. I'm not going to be just literal in my interpretation of the script, that I'm going to look fear in the face and I'm going to try something interesting, unique, and different. The actors that do that, they literally are putting themselves out there in a creative way. And if you are trying to reduce the risk by reducing the fear, then you're making safe choices. And the safe choices, in my view, many times are much less interesting. It's about finding that balance. And speaking of balance, it comes down to a phrase I've heard a lot. It's called risk versus reward. Now, it's been said that the more you take risks, the bigger the reward. Have you heard that? Well, honestly, it makes for a nice saying, but it does not apply to everything. Being aware of what the potential cost factor might be is a really practical way to guide your decisions. It really is. Just because you can take the risk does not automatically imply that there will be a reward, right? You get that, I hope. Sometimes we have to ask, what's the worst that can happen? You know what? That's actually a helpful statement, albeit it provides kind of a negative response. What's the worst that can happen? Well, your audition can be so terrible that the casting director doesn't bring you in ever again. Well, that's pretty horrible. That's probably not likely, but when you put yourself in that place, it'll help you determine exactly how much risk versus reward you're willing to take on. But it's also about making sure that you analyze and take the time with the decisions you make. By taking time with the decisions you make, you will automatically be serving yourself in a way that can make you more comfortable with your choices. It's a measuring stick of sorts for your choices. Actors can benefit from those actions. Often, the emotional reasoning of an actor for their decision outweighs the bigger picture, the practical side of the decision. Now, here are some examples of what I'm talking about. Assess where you are in your acting career. And then it's important to make a practical list, a literal list of what needs to come next. So assess your career, assess where you are in your career, and then make a list of what you feel would be the next right best thing. Next step, using the list, envision what the cost factors might be for each of those items on your list. It's not that hard. You can certainly use your imagination, but based on your life experience, you can kind of figure out if I do this, then this might happen. The what ifs are something that you can spend some time on with a list, not just in your head. You have to have the list in order to make this work successfully. But if you do that, I promise you, you're going to see a level of success that you will have never thought of before. Also, it's important to consult with someone on the practical value of the choices on your list. That means you're not just sitting alone, making the list, evaluating what the risk factors are, what it's going to cost, and then kind of just let that percolate. You really need to get outside of yourself. Somebody that you trust. It can be a peer. It can be another actor. It can be somebody you trust. But really, it's important that you share that list with somebody else so that they can give you some feedback on where you see yourself as it relates to your list. Then finally, reassess the list and costs based on the consultation you've had with that other person. Now, once this is done, you will definitely have conquered the cost factor. Just to recap, everything has a cost factor. What choices and decisions you make depend on how much you are willing to take risk. Now, taking risks without any foundation is foolhardy. But taking risks, as long as it's feeding your creative spirit, as long as it's keeping you excited, as long as it's keeping you positive and motivated and really looking ahead to the next best thing, boy, there's just no better way to approach the work. I hope that this has been helpful to you. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, and this is Casting Actors Cast.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support, just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.